Professor Robertson said the volcano is at the state where a series of long-period earthquakes are taking place. He said he wouldn't be surprised if another explosive eruption takes place in the near future.
Activity has essentially continued in the same kind of way. That is that we are currently in a pause, certainly a break from the explosive events that we had. And we enter that period where we have these long-period earthquakes. The period started with them. We have had some, early on in the period, we had some rockfall type signals. And then it sort of lulled a little bit. And overnight, it's more or less the long period events have picked up again. And we're having quite a few currently. Now, these events are not, these earthquakes are proper earthquakes, but they're not going to be felt. And they, as we've said before, they're associated with movement of magma. And our working model is that you probably have either dome growth or something trying to grow. At the summit there at present. We would be surprised if in the near future we have another explosion, as we've had, you know, we've had these long periods when not very much seems to be happening at the summit, but then we have earthquakes like this, and then we have an explosive event. We'd expect the explosions to be of the same kind of order in terms of the size as the ones that we've had. So we continue with this period where it's obviously going to have periodic explosions from time to time with quiet periods in between.
Professor Robertson explained the volcano's behavior with regards to dome building and the release of gases.
Now, what the dome does, especially in our volcano, because we've seen that from how it's operating currently, is that our volcano seems to be very... very much sealed. It's because of its structure, it doesn't let gas out easily. And the only way that the gas is coming out is really through the vent, through the place where the magma is coming out. So if you then stop that, if you build a dome, which is in a sense is a good thing because it's not exploding, but also if you build a dome, what you do is that you cap it because the gas is not coming out other than where the dome is coming out. So if you put a hard mass of rock at the top of that, it means that you're going to stop the gas from coming out easily. And remember I said that the best thing is for the gas to come out and to come out freely.
The scientists also spoke of the action which is currently taking place at La Soufre based on seismic symbols.
There is then the potential for it to pressurize the material, pressurize the magma that's down below still, that's gas rich. And then is when you could have explosion. So that's what we think kind of, as you said, the contradictory process that's happening is what is happening currently, where it builds some sort of cap or dome or some hard sealed top that then allows it to get to pressurize a little bit, and the pressure builds up and it destroys itself. It destroys that dome and the process probably starts back again. And we think that's probably what's been happening. We can't know for sure because we haven't seen that, but the seismic signals suggest that, and our interpretation of seismic signals fits the kind of working model of what we have.
That was head of the La Soufre monitoring team, Professor Richard Robertson. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufre volcano update.